Okay. Oh, wait, I need to pull up the questions.
I've already got the questions in front of me.
Well, look at you. All right. Wait, you want to do the intros?
No, I'm awkward as fuck. Come on, there.
This is already awkward. All right, you have two of the four mods here, Love Poems and Mammoth Mamba.
Please?
I think we are going through the questionnaire for AC anniversary, and all right, you can go first.
Oh, all right, I need you to do it once. Right, so if you're a long-time member, what are your fondest memories of AC? Mel, you've only been here about 2 days, so you can't really comment, can you?
No, I can't.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've been here for longer than I'd like to be. Well, I've got a lot of weird, really weird memories.
Oh,
one of which we were talking about earlier, the display picture memory. But I think I'll keep that for later. But I'm quite... I think one of my favourites by far is having been under 18 at the time of joining and seeing everyone in the dungeon just sort of taunting me from very far away. And occasionally, this was on Mumble, which had a whisper feature. And every now and again, they would just whisper me and just taunt me endlessly. And I'd just be sat there like, right then, cheers, I see.
Did they really do that?
Some people did. It was pretty hilarious. I stopped myself from cussing there. It was really hilarious. Until it wasn't. I was like, all right, then bye. But also the time where, who was it? Damo ordered pizza for somebody on AC. It was during the Mumble days. And they posted it on random acts of pizza. Oh my goodness.
My fondest memories? I really liked when we like all sang the lines of Bohemian Rhapsody. That was pretty hilarious. Also, when I live recorded one of your scripts.
Oh, yes. Oh, don't remind me.
I wonder if I still have it. I'm going to take a look.
You can't get me like that when we're recording, though. Goodness. Who was it? And as well, was it Jimmy who recorded my... I edited the entirety of some page off of a Christian website to replace sins with sporks. So that's quite lovely. Which one did you do again? I remember. Was it when I was still Jojo?
Yeah. I don't have
oh
it.
Oh my god.
I deleted everything.
Oh, I know. Now I can see that. Me and Kylo are meant to do a collaboration. We still haven't.
Oh,
it was a year
ago. I found it. I found it.
What was it?
Monster Hearts?
No. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. That wasn't even a script. That was my life when I was 12 years old.
Can we listen to it? Can we play it?
No, we cannot.
Okay, I'll link it to you.
Melissa. Melanie.
It's not Melanie.
Michelle! No! I'm gonna hate that story.
I'm gonna listen to it after this.
Don't! Oh my god. No, it made me laugh because one of the, what was it? I named the species Corin.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was being really deep. And I had another friend read it back when we were much younger. It was about, I must have written the story when I was about 9 actually, so about 11 years ago, blimey. And he read it, and he went, "The Koreans, why are you so racist today?" I was like, Jesus Christ, no. I'm not on about the Koreans. He's like, come on, man. He's like, well, you're literally, this is Koreans. I'm like, it's not. But it was not Korean.
I'm going to listen to that.
I hate that story.
Also,
so much.
I think it wasn't, wait, I'm just going to type it to you, because it's,
what?
It might have been Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
One of those two. I don't remember who.
I don't think it was Jimmy. Jimmy would have been a lot more vocal.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Should we skip number two, or do we want to do it too?
Yeah, skip it.
All right, number three. For members new and old, what were your first impressions of AC and expectations?
You want us first?
First impressions. I don't think I had any first impressions. It was like right after I joined PTA. And
Yeah,
then
so it's a
like
lot to.
I remember
What's the
like
job?
stuff happened.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then I went over to AC. So it was
Yeah,
just
I
like
remember that.
super baby, so there was like no impressions, I guess.
Yeah.
Expectations. I wanted to do well again. I guess just like the community.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sort of play a role, isn't it? Sort of just getting some structure into
Yeah. All right.
it. For my first impressions, it was all sort of weird because, again, same thing. I was literally there like the second day it was made, or the day it was born to Cardinal and Sleepy. And basically, I sort of just came in, same thing. Drama happened on PTA, and I was like, I'm just going to see where this goes. For me, it was sort of like a really chill place. It was like there was no not many people there, but the people that were there I knew, like I was familiar with at least. And I was like starstruck because I was like 13, 14 at the time, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. The best one I've ever met. And I was like, here's like 20 horrible scripts, record them all, or else. And amazingly enough, he did. So my expectations was I'll put up scripts. Everyone will fill them up. Nobody filled them. So it's quite a hurt. But I did sort of see that it would grow a bit more, obviously, because that's sort of expected. And it did. It had quite a large boom, actually, at some point. Like we had 20. No, we had a max of 14 people, didn't we?
For
And
what?
we filled up a Mumble.
Oh, yeah.
Had like a maximum of 14 people on at one time, and we did fill up quite a few times. We got up to 12 people a couple of times. It was
That's
quite,
true, yeah. And then we had to like expand the servers or something.
yeah. Carlton had to pay for
Yeah.
it, so big shout out, and you're welcome for all of us nagging you to get on Discord. But this is pretty basic, so hashtag you're welcome, I suppose. And should we go into the next question? Yeah.
Sure.
This is gonna make or break our friendship. I'm telling you now. If you do not answer this correctly, I am actually going to unfriend you on Facebook.
Oh no.
Number four, cake or ice cream?
We've only been friends for like an hour.
It doesn't matter. I'm unfriending you on Facebook, and
Oh
I'm friending Virgil, and we're gonna go and have fun.
Wink, wink.
Want to use two of them. His friend.
All right, you answer first. Kick your ice cream.
No, I'm not answering for us. You
I'm
gotta
not
answer
answering
first.
first. You answer first.
You have to.
No.
You
Well,
are
okay.
legally obliged.
No. Okay, we'll answer on the count of three.
All right, fine.
All right.
You
One.
count down.
Okay, wait. Oh, okay. One, two, three.
Ice cream.
Cranky.
You are such a. You are such a. Look, this is who you want as your moderator. Join me and Honey on a mutiny. Kylo's not been discussing this for long, so it's just been me and Honey. He's been on voice chat for 4 hours until now gone. We were talking about mutiny, and you didn't know. So, just saying, keep an eye out. The mods will go. Is this who you want as moderator, AC? Vote now, or I'm raising my umbrella at this girl.
Which
It's.
leads to our next question, who's the best mod?
I mean, it's all self-explanatory.
Is it?
Yeah, I think the best mod is. Give me a minute. The best mod, in my personal opinion, and I answer this with full, like, emotions, the best mod is AC Mod Noms.
Nice. Agreed.
Yeah, no, you can't agree.
I just did.
No, you can't. You
Yes, I
can't. Our
can.
only other answer is me.
Would
Oh
you
my
rather
God.
have to make or listen to an audio with no actual words in it or an audio with no editing whatsoever?
You have to answer this one first because you've made me answer the past like three ones.
I don't know. I think like it depends on the audio. If there's If it's like a storyline, I would want to edit it because then it'll like take me out of the experience.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have any words in it. It'd just be like, and, yes, and, where, who, me, you, G.
That was a great audio.
Thank you. You're welcome. Very emotional.
I cried.
In all fairness, I don't edit ever. It's not like I record to begin with. And I apologize in advance for my voice. I'm very lovely and gay. But, like, I think editing is, it depends. Some people do it badly.
That's true.
Like, some, I've heard people put on, like, super fuzzy, like, voice, not voice, like, sound effects. Like, the sound of a door from fucking miles away, mate. Like, come on, then. And some people just put in birds, and I'm like, stop with the bloody birds, it's so annoying. I don't want to hear chirping, I want to hear you. God. This has been a personal rant on birds.
I'd rather listen to an audio with no actual words.
But that was going to be so depressing, though. Like, it depends. It depends.
I get really picky when I'm listening to audios.
Yeah, same. Like, I will X out of an audio within, like, 10 seconds.
If the voice quality is terrible.
Yeah, or if it's just the voice. I'm very picky. I apologize in advance for everyone who does M for M's. You're really rare. Keep doing it. I just might not listen. And please do all of my scripts. Anyway, yeah, but like, you know that thing on GWA where they did, oh, what the fuck was that? Sorry, there's something on my arm. It's actually just fabric. Yeah. That's not even a joke, it genuinely was. But, like, you know that GWA thing where they did a 3-word audio challenge?
Yeah.
Didn't you fill that out?
Did I?
I don't know, I feel like you did. I can't remember. Somebody in AC did.
I don't think I did.
Oh, I could have sworn you did. I think, oh, it was Mage. And I think there was somebody else who did it as well. Mage, do not consider that a compliment. I just have a good memory. Anyway. Like, that's kind of what I mean. Like, I would not be able to listen to those kind of audios because it wouldn't actually hit me. Like, if I'm not in person with somebody, I don't feel that intimacy with, like, noises and that. Otherwise, fucking put a bloody gag on, I'm alright with that. But, I don't know, it depends on the person. And how familiar you are with the audios as well.
I'm still sticking with my answer.
I think you're a nerd.
Thank you.
You will. And on to the second, not the second, the last question, rather. I'm very good with my numbers, if you can't tell.
Amazing.
I know, you haven't got to tell me twice. If you could choose one word to describe yourself, what is that word and why? Oh, God. Oh, no. I have no clue. What springs to mind is aardvark, but I don't actually know why. I think I'm just really interested in aardvarks tonight.
When have you talked about aardvarks tonight before now?
I haven't. I'm just looking at a lady on my TV and she sort of looks like an aardvark. So that's what comes to mind. But I'm thinking, like, hungry. I'm always really, really hungry. Even when I'm full, I'm still hungry. Like, I told you, I bought 4 burgers yesterday for work, and I only had 2 of them because I took my guys out to go bowling. I'm a care worker, so I take people out sometimes. Not all the time. Usually to the hospital, but yeah. And I should confirm that it's through no fault of my own, particularly. So... yeah, hungry. I'm just always hungry. I just want to eat everything all the time. And hungry has so many different applications as well. Like, maybe I'm hungry for excitement.
Wow.
I'm hungry. Yeah, it's
so
deep. Maybe I'm hungry for joy. Deep. Maybe I'm hungry for a proper education. Deep. Stay in school, kids.
Meanwhile, you haven't finished your assignment yet.
Oh yeah, good point. Bye, umbrella. Go on.
I don't know how to describe myself.
Nerd.
Actually, okay, maybe.
Breakfast.
I was playing Fortnite with some friends, and then it was two other people that I normally play with, and one person that I don't really play with. And then he's like, "I don't know how to. I'm not gonna say your full name, Breakfast with Mel. What should I call you?" And then my friend started speaking for me, and he was like, "You should call her with." And I was like, "Okay, that's great." Okay,
Just
anyways.
with. No, I think with is a perfect word for you. You're with it. No.
No.
Oh.
I guess I would
Oh.
say addictive. I have a very
Yeah.
addictive personality.
Yeah.
And it's really bad. Shut
Yeah.
up. Oh my gosh.
You addicted? What are you addicted to?
Drugs, no.
Send me some. You know where I live.
I don't.
No
I only
kidding.
saw the outside of your apartment.
Yeah, did you not see the train station?
No, I didn't take
Oh
a
no, that was out
close look
the
at
other window. That was out the other window, sorry. But you can see my college from there.
Oh.
All
All right, I'll stalk you.
right, see you later.
Bye.
I think addictive is a good sort of. I don't know, because like I've only ever witnessed you singing, so.
I do
And
that
like, yeah, one word to describe you, fucking siren. Oh my God, I have a lady at work who literally just scream sings, and it's like, I just want to give everyone their breakfast. Can we get this done and then do this in the afternoon, please? And she's like, all right,
Did your neighbors hear that?
okay. probably. I don't care. They've been loud all day. But every time I go into my bathroom, I can hear them. It's all awkward. They have their TV on so loud.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I don't know if my TV's. I don't know what's going on with my TV. It's been wanting itself for ages. And Will Smith is on it. Oh, he looks so old.
What
I
movie?
think. Bright.
I've never saw that. Wait, is that the one with the sunglasses?
I don't know, it's Netflix.
Oh, I don't know.
Original. And there's a
Oh.
guy behind him who looks like that guy from Lord of the Rings, the yoga person. The troll. With the white skin, he's massive. He like pummeled the hot guy. Do you not remember that?
No, I don't.
Did you ever watch Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I
Have you watched The Hobbit?
have. Yeah.
Then you know what I'm talking about when they're on the little snowy bit and it's like the last film and the hot guy dies and then
Spoilers.
the little hobo goes up. The little hobbit, rather. He goes up and like cuddles him for a little bit. It's all cute.
I don't remember that. Are we watching the same movie?
Yeah. They put him under the ice.
What?
There is literally a scene of him under the ice. It's so cool. Oh my God, I got. Right, movie night coming up next week, guys.
Which reminds me, you need to write up that post.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna write it up for tomorrow and get it up for tomorrow afternoon. So,
Okay.
fun fact, we are most active Monday 2 p.m. as well as Friday 9 p.m. and Saturday 3 p.m. So holler at your boys.
Nice.
You wouldn't believe it, but I'm actually hip. Anyway, addictive.
I'll like. Once I find something that I like doing, I won't stop. Like, but it comes and goes in waves, though. Like, sometimes, like, I will actively listen to a lot of podcasts, and then, like, for months, I would stop and, like, not do that. And then I would pick it up again for another several months.
Do you ever get addicted to two things at once and don't know how to like prioritize between the two things?
No, I think it's just always one thing at a time.
Oh, because I'm addicted to RuPaul and I'm addicted to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And for some reason, Netflix went, you know what? Sod off. I'm taking RuPaul's first 7 seasons off.
Oh.
Tomorrow, today. They're taking it off today, actually.
You
And I'm
finish
like,
watching it?
no. I'm still on the last episode of season seven. So. And it's going off today, I think, if it's not already gone off. But
That
like,
sucks.
yeah, so I've been trying to prioritize watching that, but also I've been trying to prioritize watching The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt because I want to finish that series. And I'm here like, most of my skin, I will literally put RuPaul on when I go to sleep so I can finish watching as much of it as I can. And then I can finish my day with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I have the hiccups right now, so yeah.
Well, Unbreakable is a Netflix original, right?
Yeah.
So they're never gonna take it off.
No, but I want to
So
watch
you should
it.
have watched. I know, but you should have watched RuPaul's first because their contract would be up anytime.
Not my contract.
Their
Like the
con.
actual, like, yeah, their contract, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they're taking off. They're just like, you know what? People like this show. Let's ruin this for them. What's customers? But. That and I think I'm also a bit addicted to fashion.
To what? To what?
Opinion. Proud to have an opinion.
I was wondering if I heard correctly or not.
I'm very bad with my pronunciations.
No, I heard fashion. Well, it was like a mix between both, so I just like wanted to make sure.
Well, actually, while I'm here, I'm gonna take this moment to throw a bit of shade Honey's way, because Honey and I have met in the past, and we had a little fun around London. We bowled, and I won.
Wow.
I
Wow.
definitely won. I won.
What was your score?
500. Her score was four,
Just
so I still
four.
won. Yeah, I won by a landslide. What can I say? The girl's really uncoordinated.
I see.
She's still
Yeah, she's sleeping.
here. She bloody destroyed my self-esteem. And she gave me a yellow scarf, and I was like, okay, this is my only. I'm just gonna get rid of everything I've ever worn. And thanks to her, I've switched to very skinny jeans, and now I can never feel my thighs because they're always constrained. So, lesson learned, kids. If you ever want to walk again, don't wear skinny jeans. This has been a local PSA from your GP. Please call and book your appointments. Thank you.
Why don't you just not wear skinny jeans anymore?
Because I'm not good enough for that. I'm too fat. Skinny jeans make me skinny.
Okay.
And with that.
Are we ending this?
Would you like to do the honors?
No, because I started the audio.
Oh, this one. Oh, look at him. Bloody distribution of work. Communism gets you nowhere, kids. And with that, we'll be finishing out this questionnaire. Give us your answers because we need them because we're desperate and we need your love.
Wow.
Well, at least Mel is. I'm just here
Wow.
for supporting her, you know.
Wow.
If you upload this, you get 5 quid on your Venmo. So, just saying. You're in it to win it. If you've
Woohoo.
listened this far, you're a trooper because I wouldn't.
Congrats.
Yeah. Feel free to claim your prize to the next exit. So, yeah, that's fantastic.
Right.
Lovely working with you, Melanie.
Shut up, it's Michelle. Okay, I'm gonna stop it now.
Bye.
Bye.